Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Vayetze, we have six Divrei Torah, and we are going to start all the way at the beginning of the Parsha, where it says, Vayetze Yaakov miber Shava vayelech Harana. And Rashi asks the famous question, why does it have to say Yaakov left from Be'er Sheva, and also that he got to Haran? Why does it have to say both of these? And in fact, the Beis Halevi says that sometimes the motivation is to leave from where you are. I need to leave here. I can't live here anymore. I need to find a job elsewhere. I need a date elsewhere. The motivation is leaving. On the other hand, sometimes the motivation is arriving at a different place. I need to be in X place. I need to be in New York. I need to be in Los Angeles. I need to be in Eretz Yisrael. So sometimes the motivation is to leave. Sometimes the motivation is to arrive at a destination. And in fact, when it came to Yaakov Avinu, he had to do both of these. He had to leave and he also had to arrive. He had to leave Be'er Sheva and he had to arrive in Haran. Why is that? Because as follows. Number one, Rivka, his mother, said, you need to leave Be'er Sheva. You need to get out of here. Why? Because your brother Esav wants to kill you. Accordingly, her commandment to him was, leave Be'er Sheva. On the other hand, Yitzchak, he wasn't sending his son away, leave Be'er Sheva, but he told his son, you need to arrive at Haran in order to marry one of the children, a daughter of Laban, so you don't marry somebody from Canaan. And accordingly, Yaakov Avinu, to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud em ve'av, I'm switching the order, they're not av em, but to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud em ve'av, he had to fulfill both of these imperatives. The first imperative was Vayitze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. He had to leave Be'er Sheva in order to fulfill the commandment of his mother to flee. And also, to do the mitzvah of Kibud Av, he had to Vayelech Haran, he had to arrive at the destination of Haran in order to marry a daughter of Lavan. And that is why the Pasuk says, the Beis HaLevi says both of these, both imperatives on Yaakov, Vayetze Yaakov miber Sheva Vayelech Haran, in order to fulfill the mitzvah Kibud Em Ve'av Avem, he had to do both of these, he had to leave, and then he also had to arrive in Haran. We are now moving forward to Vort number 2. We are in Perek Chavches, Pasuk Tesayin. By Yikat Yaakov on his trip, Yaakov has to sleep, and he went to sleep at a certain place, didn't know what it was. And he wakes up and he says he had a nevuah, the dream with the ladder, with the angels going up and down. Achein, yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this place. This is a very holy place. I did not know about this. Rashi makes the following diuk. He says, but if I did know, shim yadati, if I had known the status, the holiness of this place, lo yashanti b'makom kadosh kazeh, I would not have slept in such a holy place. And the Gaon Rav Nata Tzvi Finkel says as follows, that even though Yaakov knew that he had an amazing dream, he had Ruach HaKodesh, he had Nevuah that night, that was the place that he could, because that was the place of the Makom HaMikdash. It's a very holy place. And it's because he slept there that he was able to have that Nevuah. Nonetheless, Yaakov Avinu is criticizing himself. He's just saying this was the wrong thing to do, to sleep in such a place. This is not Derech Eretz, to sleep in such a place. And we learn from this the amazing lesson that even though you could attain something on an elevated level, a Madrega HaElyona, you could achieve Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah, but if it means compromising a little bit on your Derech Eretz, don't do it. That's what we're learning from Yaakov Avinu. He's saying, I would not have done this, even though I know I had Ruach HaKodesh because I slept here, but it's the wrong thing to do, to sleep in a Makom Kodesh like this, the future place of the Beis HaMikdash. I would not have done it. An amazing message, an amazing lesson. Even if we're going to achieve something in spirituality or financially that we're going to be able to give a lot of tzedakah, but it takes away, it's done in the wrong way, don't do it. We are now moving on to Vort number 3 on the same pasuk. It's somewhat along the same lines. And typically when we have somebody who is wandering, he doesn't have a home, he has a lot of needs. If somebody would come to him and say, I'm going to take care of your clothing, I'm going to take care of your food, lechem lecho, beged lilbosh, that would be like winning the lottery. You have nothing, and somebody says, I'm going to cover those things for you, your basic needs, your basic necessities. And here we have basically the same thing. We have a Kadosh Baruch Hu who promises to Yaakov Avinu, Hinei Anochi Imcha, I'm with you. Yaakov Avinu, Ushmarticha, and I will protect you b'chol asher telech, wherever you go, I'm never going to leave you. Now, if somebody gets a haftacha, somebody gets has a dream like that, and you're speaking with Kiviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and gives you that promise, what are you going to do when you wake up? You're going to celebrate. What tremendous simcha you're going to have when you wake up in that situation. Your life is set. Your headaches are taken away. Your parnas is taken care of. Nonetheless, we see from Yaakov, that's not how he woke up. His first thought was, I shouldn't have slept here. I did the wrong thing. And the message here says, the Gaon Mahari Horvitz, it's not about me. It's not about what benefits me, but it's about doing the right thing. And that obviously was the first and foremost thing on Yaakov Avinu's mind when he woke up. Despite that haftacha, that amazing haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu, you're set, you're protected. Yaakov Avinu still had charata because he felt he did the wrong thing sleeping there. We are now moving forward to Vort number 4, Yaakov Avinu. He cuts the deal with Lavan to marry Rachel. And as we know, he worked hard for 7 years in order to marry her. And the Pasuk, we're now in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Chav, with his Vort number 4, Vayu be'enav ki amim achadim ba'ahavato osah. And the days went quickly, even though it was 7 years, but it flew by for him because of literally the love he had for her. Now, truth be told, this doesn't seem to make any sense, because if you really loved her, it should be the opposite. You're not married, you're separated from the person you want to marry, and each day should feel like a year. That's what it should feel like. Not each year should feel like a day, but each day should feel like a year. This is taking forever. So there's a beautiful vort, and this is very relevant for people in the workplace. It's a drush on this. Bahavato osa, typically we say, as he loved her so much, but bahavato osa, osa is actually referring to the work that he was doing. Because he loved doing the work so much, he was so enjoying his work, that's why the time flew by for him, and it was if it was just days, even though it was 7 years. If you enjoy what you're doing, this is the critical message, if you enjoy what you're doing, that's a wonderful thing. Time goes quickly. But if you don't enjoy what you're doing, on that we could apply the pasuk of Koheles that says that v'sanesi asachayim, if you hate your job, it is miserable. And this is what we learn from Yaakov, the imperative to enjoy what you are doing. We are now moving forward to number 5. For number 5, we are in Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamedalet, as is known. Lavan switches the daughters. And instead of marrying off Rachel, he switches and gives the less desirable Leah. And Leah knew it. Leah knew that she was less loved by Yaakov than Rachel was. And that obviously created difficulties and tensions. And in Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamedalet, Vort number 5, she had 2 children first. And on the 3rd child, she says as follows, Ata hapam yilaveh ishi elai. Leah says that this time my husband will be attached to me because I have given birth now to 3 boys for him. The Cheskuni has a very interesting approach to what's going on here, that on the 3rd child, Leah is saying, now my husband will be attached to me. So he explains as follows, when a woman gives birth to 1 child, so she can handle it. She has 2 arms and 1 child, she can use her right arm and carry that child and take care of things. And when you have, please God, a 2nd child, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created us with 2 arms. So you have 2 children and you have 2 arms, 1 in the right hand, 1 in the left hand, and everything can work itself out. However, the challenges really start when there is that 3rd child. When you have a 3rd child, the woman really has no eitzah. She has no other option, because how is she going to hold on to 3 children? And accordingly, now we can understand what Leah was saying. Ata hapam yilaveh ishi elai. Now my husband will be attached to me. In other words, he's going to have no choice but to help me more. Ki yaladiti lo shlosha banim, because I have given birth to him 3 children. It is impossible for me to handle it by myself. So Yaakov Avinu will be more attached to me, spend more time with me and the children, because there's going to be no other option, because there are 3 children to tend to, not only 2. I have a friend who would put it as follows, for people who play basketball. So there are 2 types of defenses. their zone, which means you stay in your place. For example, two on top, two on the bottom, and the center in the middle. So that's playing zone. And then you can also play man on man. Each person gets their own person that they have to take care of. And he said as follows, that when you go from two children to three children, when you have two children, you can go man on man. You can have a husband and wife, and each is tending to the children separately. But when you have a third child, you can no longer do man-on-man. That's when you have to revert to playing zone defense. We are now moving forward to Vort number 6. We are in Perek Lamed, and it's Pasuk Chavches, and thereafterward through Lamed Bey. So we have Yaakov wants to leave. And we know that Lavan played games with him, changing his salary numerous, multiple times. And in Pasuk Chavches over there, it says, Vayomer Nakva Scharcha, Lavan says to his son-in-law, Yaakov, just tell me what your salary is going to be. Tell me what you want to be paid, your salary, and I'll pay it. Let's work something out between the two. Vayomer Ma'aten Lacha, he says it again, Ma'aten Lacha, what should I pay you? So Yaakov doesn't respond, pay me a huge salary, I want a base salary, and that's what you should pay me. He says, don't pay me anything as a salary. Not to tell me me'uma, nothing. But let's cut a deal. Evor b'chol tzonecha, let's go around, and we're going to base it on the offspring. If it's spotted and if it's speckled, we're going to do it that way. I don't want to set salary from you. So the Gaon Mari Horovitz has an unbelievable insight here. And he says that Yaakov Avinu, he's saying basically or directly, I don't want a set salary that's going to be paid by a person. I'm not interested in that. I don't want to be reliant on an individual, another person to pay my salary. What my preference is, I want to rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu for my salary, whether I make more or whether I make less. But when I am getting paid effectively from my own business, when I am getting paid directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I'm not having an individual pay me, but it's going to be based on results and it's going to be the consequences of the offspring. I know that's from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If he sends me spotted and speckled, I know that came from him. And accordingly, I'll be requesting a salary payment, profits directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is indeed my preference. So it's an interesting take. From what we learned from Yaakov Avinu, his preference not to be employed by somebody and have a set salary and be reliant on somebody else for that salary, but rather to be davening directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you can HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's more or less, obviously somebody prefers that it be more, but we feel then, and it's true, whether we get it from a salary for somebody or directly as a self-employed person, that there is that more, that feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supplying me the parnasa directly when you have it, not that you are receiving a set salary from somebody else. That's an interesting take that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. Have a wonderful week, and thanks so much for listening.